Hi, and welcome to DS Faith Builder Podcast. April 19th was Divine Mercy Sunday, and if you listened to the last podcast, you would have heard a little bit about why we celebrate it and how the devotion to Divine Mercy got started. Part of Divine Mercy is understanding and accepting the mercy that God shows to each one of us when we turn to Him with an open heart. The other part of Divine Mercy is God asking us to show mercy to others. When we stop and reflect on the words of the Our Father prayer, we say, "Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses." We are asking for the mercy of God, but the sentence doesn't end there. The next part continues, "As we forgive those who trespass against us." Asking for forgiveness and mercy is hard. But why is showing mercy and forgiveness to someone so much harder? In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Ouch, those are some pretty harsh words. I thought God was all-loving and will forgive us no matter what. I didn't know there was a condition to His love. Well, God's love is unconditional, but it's because of His unconditional love that He also wants us to forgive. God is going to use the same type of judgment on us that we show to others. If we expect God to forgive us for doing wrong, why shouldn't we reciprocate that to someone else? If we were starving and asked God for food, He would not only give us enough to sustain us, but a surplus to share. If our neighbors were starving and asked us for food, would we share or would we tell them to go away and keep the surplus for ourselves? God extends to us a surplus of His mercy, whether we are worthy or not, so that we can give it to others, whether or not we think they're worthy. It is hard to ask for forgiveness because that would mean that we would have to admit we were wrong. We would have to admit that we were jealous, overreacted, behaved selfishly, or spoke irrationally or out of anger. That's a huge bruise to our pride. It is also our pride that gets in the way of letting pain and anger go. There is a popular quote that says, "Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die." Different people have been credited for this quote, from Gandhi to Nelson Mandela to Buddha, and truth be told, I'm not sure of the origin, but the quote is so true. We often choose our pride over healing. We choose to hold on to something that envelops our mind and heart to the point of anger and hatred rather than letting it go. Part of not letting go is trying to understand why a person did something to hurt us. We want at the very least for the other person to own up to what they did to us and consume ourselves with needing this closure. However, forgiving someone doesn't mean that what they did to us was okay and they can continue to hurt us. What it does mean is that we are not going to let the hurtful actions of someone else control our hearts. When Jesus was on the cross, He cried out to His Father and said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." This is true for so many of those who have trespassed against us. They don't truly realize how their actions affected us. And if they do, they in turn let their own pride prevent them from asking for our mercy. Some people react to fear by lashing out at others, and they aren't able to see things beyond themselves because they are turned into their own pain and suffering. There are others who choose to do evil, unspeakable things that we can't even begin to grasp the motive behind. There is a book I read several years back called Left to Tell. It was written by a survivor of the Rwandan Holocaust that took place 26 years ago. A young girl by the name of Immaculee Ilibagiza witnessed men going from house to house in her village and brutally killing families of her tribe, including members of her own family. She was able to escape, and for 91 days, she was hiding with seven other women in a 12-square-foot bathroom of an area pastor. While in hiding, she remarked that anger and resentment were destroying her mind, body, and spirit. It was then that Immaculee turned to prayer. She wrote, "I said the Lord's Prayer hundreds of times, hoping to forgive the killers who were murdering all around me. It was no use. Every time I got to the part asking God to forgive those who trespass against us, my mouth went dry. I couldn't say the words because I truly didn't embrace the feeling behind them. My inability to forgive caused me even greater pain than the anguish I felt in being separated from my family, and it was worse than the physical torment of being constantly hunted." Now, when the ordeal was over and the group responsible was brought to justice, she had the opportunity to face one of the men who brutally killed her mother and brother and took everything away from her. Her words to that man was, "I forgive you." The only thing that Immaculee had to sustain her during that time was a rosary her father gave to her and her faith. One way to help gain the strength to forgive others is first to pray to God and the Holy Spirit to help you let go of the heavy burden or anger and resentment. Next, pray for the other person. When you pray for the person that hurt you, you gain the ability to see that person through the eyes of God. It's hard to imagine someone who does hurtful things as belonging to God, but we all do, each and every one of us. As a child of God, we all have the right to be loved by Him. We're also all human, with pain, weaknesses, and sin. Only God knows the heart, mind, and struggle of His children. Those who have hurt you go through this as well, so let God take care of His children. Give your hurt and anger to Him, because He will gladly take it from you and give you back the peace that your heart desires. Saint Augustine says, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee." One last thing that I'd like to add is a quote that I have hanging in my office. It's from Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. When she first went to India and was ministering to the poor, she was treated cruelly herself because she was a Catholic in a Hindu predominant culture. But she continued to help those who even treated her harshly. One of her quotes is, "People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway." This is Terry Rieselman, and thank you for tuning in to DS Faith Builder Podcast. And remember, give the world your best and let God do the rest.